beginning in today's daf is daf Chav Ches. We were on the bottom of Chav Zayin Amid Aleph at the very top. I'm sorry, bottom of Chav Zayin Amid Beis. At the very top of Chav Zayin Amid Beis, Rav Asi said in the name of Yochanan, Zar, if a non-Kohen, Shasidir Samaracha, if he arranges the wood in the pyre that's supposed to be lit on fire on the altar, Chayev, he deserves Nisa Bidei Shamayim. So now the second to last line. V'ikadami, others say, Maskefler, Rabzeira challenged the law of Rabbi Yochanan, V'yesh l'cha avoda, sh'yesh achrei avoda, is there such a thing when you have a service that still needs other things to follow it, right? Putting up the, arranging the piles, not the end of the service. You have to add two logs to that pile. So, yesh achrei avoda, there's such a service, arranging the pile, yesh achrei avoda, that has a service after it, upsula bizar, and if a non-Kohen does, he's going to get death. So the Gemara says, 1 second, what was that question? Arei varim uptarim. What about the fact of the the limbs and the fats? The limbs and the fats also, there would be death for a czar, for a non-Kohen who would arrange, would put the limbs and the fats into the fire, even though that's not the final service, because the limbs and the fats ultimately are going to become ash, and then that ash has to be removed as Trumas Hashem. So Gemara says, no, but so favoda diyamamahi, but the limbs and the fat is the completion of the day's service. Gemara says, but even another question. Are we Trumas Hadeshen? Trumas Hadeshen also is not the end, right? You take the ash off, and then there's something to follow. You have to take it out of the whole Beit HaMikdash. So if you're saying anything that doesn't anything that has something to follow it is not going to have a death penalty, what about Trumas Hadeshen? Gemara says, no, Trumas Hadeshen is very special because Tchilas Avodu Diyamamahi. It's the beginning of the day's service. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kidesh Yadav L'Trumas Hadeshen. Once the Kohen washed his hands and feet for the Trumas Hadeshen, Lamachar in a Tzarech L'Kaddish, doesn't have to wash his feet for the hands and feet, as long as he didn't interrupt, as long as he didn't have a hefsik. So for the rest of the day, he doesn't have to wash his hands and feet. Shekfar Kiddush Mitchila Savoda. All right, so you do see that these two services have a reason why they're very special. But the Gemara says, okay, Ela Kasha, but we do have a problem now. Why would it be that Sidur Ma'aracha, arranging the pile, the wood pile, why would that be that if a non-Kohen does it, he gets the death penalty? That's not the complete avoda. There's Sidur Ma'aracha, but then there's adding the two logs. Ela Kasha, so it's a problem, says the Gemara. Ela Itmar, Rachi Itmar. You know what? We have to change what Rabbi Yochanan said. If Rabbi Yochanan said anything, Amar Rabasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabasi, something Rabbi Yochanan, Zar Shasidur, Shnek Zira Eitzim. If a non-Kohen puts the final two logs onto the wood pile, Chayev, he deserves death. Ho'el v'avodah tamahi, because that is the complete service. That's the end of the service of the fire. Maska for Rava, so Rava challenge if putting the final two logs is such a prominent act that if a non-Kohen does it, he gets death. El me'atati bo'i pious. Then the law should be that there is a lottery to choose who gets to put the two logs. The Gemara says, but there is. Below by your pious, do you think we don't need a lottery? About time we went to the brisa. Misha zacha b'trumas hadeshen yiska b'sidush nekzirei eitzim. The person who won in the lottery the right to go take the ash off of the altar, he's the one who also brings the two logs to the burning pyre. So the Gemara says, no, hachad kamer. This is what the question was. If it's such a prominent service that if a non-Kohen does it, he gets death. So if Yifaisalab b'fnei atzma, it should have its own lottery. Why do we have 4 lotteries during the day? We should have 5 lotteries in the day. We should have to choose the person who does the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. So the Gemara answers. The Gemara says, okay, Kid Amrinon. Different explanations here amongst the Rishonim. What does Kid Amrinon mean? But I'll just say I saw the explanation here of Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel says, that we've already explained elsewhere that the reason why the pious doesn't have its own lottery was that there were people who didn't want to do the Trumas Hadeshen. people didn't want to wake up in the middle of the night. The Gemara said it's easier to stay awake than it is to wake up. People didn't want to go to the Trumas Hadeshin to wake up in the middle of the night. So that's why they had to say, listen, it's not just Trumas Hadeshin. Be Trumas Hadeshin, you'll also get to put the two logs. So therefore, there was no separate lottery for the two logs, because we wanted to link the two logs to the Trumas Hadeshin to encourage people to do Trumas Hadeshin. Well, it's usually before it.
Depends.
And then on the holidays, even earlier, it would be on Sofa Shmura Rishona. Says the Gemara now, the Memra, does this imply Davoda Tama Bizarchayev Aleam Isa, when you have a service which is a complete service? And because it's a complete service, if a non-Kohen does it, he would get death. Then Paya, by a pious, that would need its own lottery, normally. But Ein Zarchayev Aleam Isa, but if you have a service that if a non-Kohen did, he wouldn't get death, then lo by a pious, then it shouldn't need a lottery. What about Shechita? Hare Shechita, right? We learned in the Mishnah that there was a lottery to choose the 13 tasks about the Karban Tamid. The first task that was being chosen was the slaughtering of the Karban Tamid. Slaughtering doesn't need a Kohen. You can have a non-Kohen do it. There's no idea that a non-Kohen gets death for doing Shechita. So why is there a lottery to choose the person who Shochet? The answer to the Gemara we saw earlier too. Shani Shechita. Normally, a service which is very, very important, and only a Kohen can do it, and if a non-Kohen does it, there's death. And it's an Avodah Tama. That's what gets a pious. But Shechita is different. That's Chidas Avodah Diyamamahi. Shechita is different because it's the beginning of the service. It's the beginning of the service. It's the beginning of the Karban. So because it's the beginning of the Karban, it has a special prominence. It's the beginning of the service of the day. Therefore, it gets a pious. The Memra, again, according to all of that you're saying, is this to tell you Davoda Tama by a pious, that only a service which is a completing service, a final service, that's what gets a lottery to choose who gets to do it. Avoda Shei Shachri Avoda Lo by a pious, but a service that has something following it does not get a lottery. Vare Ivarim Uptarim. But what about the limbs and the fats? After that you have the Trumas Hadeshin. It's not the completion of the service. I said, no. So if Avodah D'Yamamahi, it's the completion of the service of the day. Trumas Hadeshin is ready the next day. Hare Trumas Hadeshin. What about the Trumas Hadeshin? It's not a complete service. So the Gemara says, Mishum Ma'isa Shahaya. But that's because there was that story where the people were running up and they pushed one pushed the other. So that's what they had to make a pious for the Trumas Hadeshin. Amar Marzutra v'itim Ravashi. Marzutra said something. Ravashi said, Afana Nami Tnina, we also learned in the Mishnah that arranging the last two logs is considered a completing service. And if a czar does it, he would get death. Because we learned in the Mishnah, Amar Lehem Amamune, it's the next Mishnah, the one in charge would say to them, Tzuru'u, go out and see, right? Go climb up to the roof of the Beis HaMikdash to see if there's sunrise. Imigiyaz mana shchita. If the time for shchita has arrived, has the sun broken the horizon? Now, vilusman sidur gizre etzim lokotan. It doesn't say go out and see if the sun has risen so that the time for putting the logs onto the fire has arrived. Because apparently you can put the logs onto the fire during the night. And if you can do it during the night, so Rashi says, so that means it's the completion of the
The question is that the logs should be
tchilat
avoda, not the
shechita. Right. So right. Vilus matzidu gizrei lokatani doesn't say the logs are the right. They go out and see if the sun has risen. Whether because is it time for the logs? Apparently, the logs were done before the sun had risen. And you see, therefore, that the logs are really part of the making the pile of the wood. So it's an avodah tama. That's the way Rashi explains it. Rashi says, al ma'avodas lailahi. So you see that the putting up the logs is something done at night. Ugmar sidur ma'aracha. And it's the completion of arranging the pile of wood. The sidur evarim shu avodas yom. Whereas putting the limbs into the fire, that's done by day. Tchilas avodah acheres, that's a new service. Logmar sidar marachi, that's not the completion of the pile of the wood. So you see that, so that would be a proof. That would be a proof, according to Rashi, to Rabbi Yochanan, that the sidur shnei gzira etzim is something that if a non-kohen does, he would get death. So the Gemara rejects it. Says the Gemara, no. Hach telesle takanta katani. Could even be that it's not a proof. Could be that arranging the logs is done by day. Why didn't it say that let's go out and see if it's time to arrange the logs? No, because as we've said before, the arranging of the logs, even if it was done by a non-kohen, you can fix it. So what does it mention? It mentions shchita, kazach lesli katanta, takanta katani. It says, better make sure it's sunrise so that we do the shchita. We don't want to do the shchita before sunrise. Because if we did the shchita before sunrise, then it's done, you can't fix it. We have to throw out the animal. But hach disli takanta, but in terms of arranging logs, you can always fix it even if it was done by a non-kohen. Lo katani wasn't mentioned, but really it could be that arranging the logs also is happening by day. Maybe arranging the logs is not the completion of putting the fire together. Arranging the logs maybe is a service of the day. So therefore it's not necessarily approved to Rav. To Rabbi Yochanan, I mean. Hajan Allah Barishona. Hajan Allah Bahadarach Allah and Ezra Hashem Yisbarach. Please, a question.
So yesterday was brought up about for Korban or Yachid, when the individual can appoint a specific Kohen.
Yes, he could, right.
But
I got confused by
the answer. So there's
shifts
inside the Beit HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. Of how many people are the shifts? Depends how large the population was. By family. So the lotteries that were done, all the different roles for the Kohanim, were done from the people of the shifts?
Yeah.
So it was a controlled crowd. It wasn't like thousands and thousands of people. It was organized.
There were also shifts of non-Kohanim. It was called the Ma'amad. There were representatives of Klal Yisrael who would spend a week fasting and standing over the Karbanos Tamid to represent the Jewish nation. So there were lots of... But yeah, everything was controlled. Well, we don't find... We didn't find so much a stampede, right? We saw that there were two Kohanim running, and one pushed the other, one killed the other. But there was some degree of control, right? But we did see also that on Yom Kippur, there were masses of people, right? Everybody was there, and it was a miracle that the space would expand to let people do Yishtachavaya, to bow down. One of the miracles of the Beis HaMikdash. All right, so now we begin the third perek, Baruch Hashem, here of Masechet Yoma. All right, talking about Yom Kippur again. Amar Lehem Amamuna, the one in charge, the Sagan, the assistant to the Kohen Gadol, he would say to them, Tzu'ur'u. He'd say, okay, go out and see. So go out where? So Rashi says, either go out onto the wall or onto the roof. So go climb up to a high spot, so that you can really see that the sun is out. But sometimes, as we'll see, it's light, but it's not because of the sun. It could be light because of the moon. So you say, go out and see if the sun is out. Go out and see if the time for shechting the Karban Tamid has arrived. In other words, has the sun risen? Is it sunrise? Is it day? The Torah says about the Karban Tamid, B'yom Zivchachem, on the day of your slaughtering. It has to be done by day, so go out and see if it's day yet. So again, Amar Lehem Amamuna, the guy in charge, would say to the Kohanim, to Uru'u, go out and see. Im igi hazman hashchita. If the time of the shchita has arrived. Im igi, now if the time of shchita, the time of slaughtering had arrived because the sun had risen, Haro'eh, the one who sees, the guy who climbed to the roof, Omer, he would declare, Barkai, it's clear. There's a clear light, Barkai. There's a school system in Israel called Barkai.
Yeah.
I think they have a branch in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But it's also, they they took elements of the Zilberman system. They learn everything 101 times. So Barkai, right? Because the word Barkai means clear. So if you learn everything 101 times, they have the kids in there for a long time. They repeat every pasuk 101 times. So things become very clear when you do it 101 times. Baruch Hashem. All right, so the fellow would say, Barkai, it's a clear sun. Okay, now we can go Shech B'Karpan Tzadik. Masya ben Shmuel Omer, Masya ben Shmuel says, it wasn't just that he would ask, Im Higiyaz Man Ashchita, and the respondent would say, Barkai, but rather, Omer used to say, Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizach Ad Shebechevro. Is it so illuminated that it's illuminated all the way to Chevron? Now Chevron's down in the south, relative to Yerushalayim. So the person in charge would ask the fellow who climbed to the roof, is it light all the way down to Chevron? Who Omer Hain? And he would say yes. Okay.
It was cloudy. What needs the booster?
I guess you can't rely on a rooster the same way you can rely on a person. So the Gemara asks, why do we need this? Why do we need somebody to climb up to the roof to look? After all, it gets more light in wherever you are. One time, the moon had risen. So the moon was shining more brightly at the end of the night. So they thought that was the east lit up. They thought that it was the sun rising. So they slaughtered the carbon tamid, but it wasn't yet morning. It wasn't yet midday. They had to take it out to the place where things are burned. Okay, so that's the first part. The first part is it morning? It's morning? Okay, let's start with the service. Now, we don't start with the service right away with slaughtering. How do we start the service? Horidu kohen gadol beis hatvila. They take the kohen gadol down to the mikvah to immerse. Now, talking about using the mikvah as a kohen, Zaklal, here's a rule. Zaklal, hayav mikdash. This is the rule about the beis hamikdash. Kal hamesach es ragla. If somebody has a bowel movement, so if he has a big bowel movement, so he kneeled on his knees to get the bowels out. Ta'un tvila, he has to go to the mikvah. And if he had if he urinated, his bladder discharged the liquids that were inside of it. Then ta'un kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, he has to wash his hands and feet from the kiyor, from the sink, in order to do the avodah. All right, turning now to chaf pes amud beis. And we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Shmuel, or Rabbi Shmuel says he didn't just say Barkai. The Mamuna would ask, the guy who was seeing it, would respond to the Mamuna and he would say, Barak Barkai. It's clearer than clear. it's a flash which is very clear. Rabbi Akiva Amar, he used to say, Allah Barkai. It's transcended Barkai. It's even better than clear. And Chuma ben Apakshion Omer, Chuma ben Apakshion says, he used to say, Af Barkai b'chevron. It's even clear down in Chevron. Masi ben Shmuel. Masi ben Shmuel says, Hamamun ala payasos Omer, the one in charge of the lotteries would say, "Hey, you pnei kol hamizrach ad shebechevron." Did the entire east light up all the way down to Chevron? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Omer, that he would ask for even more light. He used to ask, "Hey, you pnei kol hamizrach ad bechevron." Has the whole east lit up all the way down to Chevron? Yatsu kalam ish ish lemalachto, and is it so much light that each person would be going out to do his work in the field? Yachi, if that's the point, nagale tuva, that's really very light. I mean, that's not the beginning of the day. That's already, I don't know, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock. So Gemara explains, no, it doesn't mean lit up to the point of actually going out to work, But Liskar Polim Kaminam lit up to the point that the farmer would go out to hire the day laborers, which is a little bit before when it's fully illuminated. Okay, so now we have an Agaditza about Mincha. Please. Right, a little bit later, right?
This is done.
But it gets more light as the night ends. There is light that is appearing, so you have a lot of light appearing.
This is the only mitzvah that is done in other tents. Shofar, lulav, megillah,
right.
Everything is in tents. B'diavad, avod
hashachar. Is that where Nate's davening come from?
No, this is before Nate's. This is Amud HaShachar. This is the light before the sunrise.
Right? 72 minutes. Before.
So Amar Rav Avram. Rav Avram said, I'm sorry, Amar Rav Safra. Rav Safra said, Slosei Davram, the way Avram Avinu would daven mincha. Avram Avinu would daven mincha early. Miki mashri kosli, from the time that there would be some shade on the walls. So once on the eastern walls there's some shade, he would be daven mincha, which is what we call mincha gedola. Right at the beginning, we'll see exactly what it is, but right at chatzos, the Gemara implies. Right, Yitzchak instituted Mincha, but Avram Avinu is the person of Zrizus, of rushing to do things early. So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Anan me Avram nekum v'nigmar. Are we going to go learn from Avram Avinu? So we can't rush to do mitzvahs the way he did. Amar Rava said, what do you mean, how can we learn from Avram Avinu? Tana gamar me Avram. So the Tana learns from Avram. Ganan lo gaminu mini. How would we not learn from Avram Avinu? The Tana was learned in a brisa. When it comes to bris milah, you're supposed to do it first thing in the morning. Why? Because it says uvayom hashmini yimol b'sar alaso. On the eighth day, he'll do a milah. And we learn from this pasuk malamit shekol yom kasha l'milah. Technically, the whole day is kasha for milah. Elish is reason makdimah l'mitzvos. But the ones who are passionate rush to do mitzvos early. As it says, Vayashkim Avram Baboker, Avram woke up early in the morning, Vayachvosh Hashcham Aro, and he saddled his donkey. So you see that we do learn from Avram Avinu. Elam Arava, Sir Yosef, Sir Rav said like this, Rav Yosef, Hachi Kokashile. This was Rav Yosef's question. We learned in Psachim, last couple of Masechtas ago, it's not Chal Arvi Psachim, Yosef Erev Shabbos. If Erev Pesach is on a Friday, so we want to get the Karban Pesach roasted now on Erev Pesach, because you can't roast it on Friday night. We want to move the carbon tamid shabin arbayim to be as early as possible. So nishchat b'sheishu mechza. The carbon tamid shabin arbayim will be slaughtered at the 6.5 hour mark of the day. The karev b'shevo mechza. Then it would be burnt into the fire at the 7.5 hour mark in the day. So one second, according to this, at Avram Avinu daven mincha earlier, v'nishchate miki mishchari kasli. Why don't we daven not at the 6? Why did they shecht at the 6.5 hour mark? They should have shechted at the 6 hour and 1 minute mark, right? At the beginning of the 7th hour. So Gemara says, oh my kusha, what's the problem? Maybe the walls of the Beis HaMikdash were not built so straight. They were sloped. So maybe in the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, you only see the shade at the 6.5 hour mark, not at the 6 hour mark. Inam, you're maybe... Again, that we can't daven exactly at the 6 hour mark because we're not 100% sure, right? If we would daven at Chatzos at the 6 hour mark, we're not sure. Maybe it's a little bit before it. But Avram Minu was different. It's Takninus Kedoloi Sabalibo. He was a great expert in astronomy. Inami, alternatively, the reason why Avram Minu could daven at exactly 12 or so, once there was shade on the eastern walls. Mishum Dezakin, because he was a big Torah scholar, V'yoshev Yeshiva Hava, and he was sitting in a yeshiva, he was learning with students, and when you're learning with students, you don't make mistakes, because the students correct you. So, and you have Siyat Dishmaya, you have Hashem's help to get to the right answer. The son of Reb Chanina said, from the very beginning of our ancestors, even before Matan Torah, they never lost out on yeshiva, on sitting together and learning with others. When they were in Egypt, yeshiva imam, they had a yeshiva. Shanam, as it says, and Hashem tells Moshe, lech v'asafta zikne Yisrael, go and gather the elders of Israel. I mean the elders of Israel, to do in front of them the miracles. Why gather the elders of Israel? Because apparently there was a yeshiva where people were becoming scholars. We also find in the desert, es felishiv mishmi zikne Yisrael, gather for me 70 people from the elders of Israel. Avram Avinu was zakin v'yoshib yeshiva. Avram Avinu was a scholar sitting in a yeshiva. Shanam, as it says, Avram zakin v'abayam. Avram Avinu had acquired wisdom. He was coming with his days. Yitzchak Avinu was also zakin v'yoshib yeshiva. Yitzchak Avinu also was a scholar because he was in a yeshiva. Shanam, as it says, v'hiki zakin Yitzchak. And it was when Yitzchak was older. Older doesn't mean he got it. Literally physically older, but it means zakin from the word zeshakana chachma. In fact, Vatechena Einav Meros, his eyes couldn't see, is because he had put in so much effort to learn Torah that his body became physically weaker. Maybe.
No, I don't know.
I think just that they had a yeshiva. They were learning with others. They didn't learn just by themselves. Yaakov Avinu was Zakin V'yoshib Yeshiva Havaya. Yaakov Avinu was an elder, namely a scholar, had acquired wisdom, sitting in the yeshiva. Shanam, as it says, Ve'ena Yisrael kavdum yizokan, the eyes of Israel, the eyes of Yaakov got weak because of all of his efforts at learning. That's the way the Gemara is explaining it. And we know that Avram Avinu was teaching Torah, and he had a yeshiva, because Eliezer, Eved Avram, was a zaken. Eliezer, the servant of Avram, was a scholar. Ve'yoshev yeshiva ayah, he was sitting in a yeshiva learning. Shanam, as it says, Ve'yomer Avram alavdo, zakan beisoa moshel b'chol ha'shalo. Avram Avinu tells his slave, who is Zakan Beso, an elder of his household, he's a scholar of the household, who's ruling over whatever he has. Amr Belazar, Belazar explained, why is he called Damesek Eliezer? We'll see in a second. Shemosha B'Torah's rabbi, what does it mean, Amosha B'Chala Shalom, who rules in all that is his? He's a master, he rules over the Torah of his rabbi. We also know, the Pasuk says, who Damesek Eliezer? Avram Avinu says, is my slave going to inherit me? He's Damascus Eliezer. Why does he quote out these? Why does he say he's Eliezer from Damascus? I'm Reb Elazar. Avram Avinu was saying, Shadolo Mashkemi, Torah Shal Rabbi Lacherim. He's the one who's Damascus from the words Dole Umashke. He's the one who draws and gives to drink from the Torah of his Rebbe to others. And as the commentators explain, anyone who teaches a student is as if that student is his child. So Avram Avinu was saying, maybe I'm not going to have children because I have Eliezer, I have a student who I taught him Torah, and he's spreading my Torah, so I already have that student. So Amar Rav said, Ki im Avram Avinu kol Torah kula, Avram Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah, Shnemers, it says, Eikiv asher shama Avram bekoli, since Avram listened to my voice, v'yishmor mishmarti, and he kept what I want kept, mitzvosai, my mitzvos, kukosai, my chukim, v'torosai, and my Torahs. Amar Rav Simi Barchiel Rav, Simi Barchiel said to Rav, Ve'ema, maybe Sheva Mitzvos. Maybe that only means the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. So what do you mean Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach? Ekonami Mila, of course, Avram Avinu is doing more than just Sheva Mitzvos. He's doing Bris Mila. Ema, maybe when the Pasuk says, Ekav Asher Shema Avram B'koli V'yishmor Mishmarti Mitzvosai Chukosai V'torosai, he kept all of my laws. It means Sheva Mitzvos, my laws are the seven Mitzvos B'nei Noach plus Mila. Amaleim came, why does it say Mitzvosai V'torosai? My Mitzvos and my Toros. So lovely, why does it say that? Must be that it's more than just the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Torosai is Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. It must mean that he was even keeping everything. Amar Rav Avitim Rav Ashi, Rav Asam say Rav Ashi said it, Kiim Avram Avinu Afilu Eruvei Tavshilin. Avram Avinu even fulfilled Eruvei Tavshilin, Takanos, that came later, he fulfilled those two. Shem says, Torosai, Achas Torah Shebichsav, Achas Torah Shebaal Peh, both Torah Shebichsav and the oral Torah. Masi ben Shmuel said that he would ask, Heyer, Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shebichevron, is it light all the way down to Chevron? Who Omer Hain? And he would say yes. Mar Amar Hain, who's saying yes? Ilei Ma'achdu Kaya Yigrif, the guy who's standing on the roof would say yes. Who chalam v'mafasher? So So he's the one who he's the one who has the dream, and he's the one who interprets the dream. So Ella must be after Kaya Aretz, the guy who's on the floor. But Mina Yada, how would he know? If you want, I'll explain. After Kaya Aretz, the one who's on the floor. If you want, I'll explain. It's the one who's standing on the roof. After Kaya Igra, if you want, I'll explain. It's the one who's standing on the roof. Amar Iu, he said, Hey, your Pnei Kalam Izrach. The one on the roof would just say, first, it's lit up the whole east. Then Amalei Haftukaya Ara, then the one on the floor would say to him, Hachaba Chevron, is it lit up the whole east all the way till Chevron? Amalei, when he would respond, Hain, yes. He by saying, alternatively, Haftukaya Ara. It's referring to the one who says yes, and the one on the floor. Amalei, he would Pnei Kalam Izrach. He would say, the one on the floor would say, is the whole east lit up? Amalei, the guy on the roof would say, yeah, Acha b'chevron, all the way to b'chevron. Amalei, he'd say, hey, okay, great, good, it's lit up all the way to b'chevron. So he said, okay, that's what I was asking about. V'alam l'utzu l'chach, why do you need to do this? Because of the moon once. Mi michlaf, do people get confused between moonlight and sunlight? V'atyanya didn't want to learn a b'raisa, Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says, this is the pasuk says that there's something called Ayelat HaShachar, the star of the morning. Eino domer timur shel levana letimur shel chama. You can't compare the pillar of light that comes from the moon to the pillar of light that comes from the sun. Timur shel levana metamer va'ola. The light of the moon rises kemaka, like a stick. Timur shel chana mafsir lekan lekan. Whereas the light of the sun spreads out here and there like the horns of an antelope. Tana de Rabbi Yishmael was taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. Yom Munanaya, that day was cloudy. And therefore, even though it was the moon, which has only a straight light, because of the clouds, it was spreading to this side and that side. Rav Papa said, Shema Mina, from this answer you learn, Yom de Eva Kule Shimsha. When you have a cloudy day, it's as if you have the sun all over the place. What's the difference whether the sun is really all over the place when it's cloudy? The answer is the shtuche oros. It's a good time to put out skins to dry them out because there's really a lot of sunlight all over the place. So even where it looks like it's shady because of the clouds, really the sunlight's getting through. It's a good place to put out the skins. Inami l'kedarash rava or otel, or else it's for, as Amog mentioned, the laws of Pesach. Rava taught isha lo talosh, a woman's not allowed to knead the dough for the matzah, lo bachama, not under the sun, because under the sun it might ferment faster, might heat up. Lo bachame chama, nor in water heated by the sun. So Rav Papa is saying, when you have a cloudy day, she shouldn't be outside kneading the matzos, because the clouds really are hiding it, but the sun is all over the place. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Zuama de Shimsha. The heat of a cloudy day, sort of like the remnants of a cloudy day, Kashi Meshimsha, is worse than the sun on a clear day. The Simanach, the way to remember it, is Dana de Chala. When you have a barrel of vinegar, so you have the barrel closed, the smell can't go out. When you make a little hole in it, a very, very strong smell goes out. So the same thing is when you have a cloudy day, the sun can't get out. So the sun is sort of like building up, and you get a little crack in the clouds, it's really strong where it comes out. Similarly, Shavrire de Shimsha, the rays of sun that break through the cracks in the clouds, Kashim Yishimsha, that's worse than the sun itself. The Simanach Dilfa, the way to remember it is flows of water. A person is more annoyed by being under a stream of water than, say, jumping into a pool. The same thing when you have a crack of sun coming through the clouds, that's worse than directly under the sun. Hiruri Aveira, thoughts of a sin. Kashrim Aveira are even worse than the sin itself. The Simanach, way to remember it, is Recha de Bisra, that when a person is hungry and they put out in front of him a grill where they're roasting meat, it's very hard for him because it's a very strong smell. Okay, Be'ezrat Hashem, will continue with these matters tomorrow.